I'm Lisa Mullins. Delegates to the Democratic National Convention will hear from their party's nominee Hillary Clinton tonight. But delegates elected to support Bernie Sanders say they have mixed feelings about tonight and this whole convention. WBUR's Fred Tice reports.
At this morning's breakfast for the Massachusetts and Washington delegations, two former governors, Deval Patrick and Michael Dukakis, urged the Clinton campaign to consider the importance of Sanders supporters. But it was Congressman Jim McGovern's plea to Sanders supporters that received the most enthusiastic reception.
We all need to be together. I just want to say to my friends who work for Bernie, we need you. We really do. We can't win without you. We all need to be together on this, and, you know, let us know what we need to do to help bring more people on board.
The Sanders delegates seem to be on board, somewhat. They say they're ready to campaign for Democrats. If some can't bring themselves to working to elect Clinton, they're prepared to campaign in New Hampshire for Democrat Maggie Hassan's tight Senate race against incumbent Republican Kelly Ayotte, or in other states where Democrats have a chance to unseat Republicans. Leslie Phillips, a Sanders delegate from Cambridge, has been leading daily morning meetings of the Bernie-crats, as they call themselves, in the Massachusetts delegation. Phillips is confident that Sanders supporters will be engaged.
Absolutely. Yes, if they don't do all the door-knocking and sign-holding locally for whatever withhold they have about that, they're going to find other avenues for their work, which will be well appreciated, trust me.
Phillips plans on being in the hall tonight for Clinton's speech, even though she compares tonight to the anticlimactic fourth act of an opera.
It's a four-act opera, and even if the key dramatic moments have already happened by the end of the third act, you want to see the resolution for the fourth act.
Several of the Sanders delegates still have a hard time believing they're here, and some would like to go tonight because they're not sure if they'll ever be back. Julie Pinkham, a Sanders delegate from Quincy, says the Massachusetts primary sent many outsiders to the convention.
It afforded an opportunity for people that probably would have either not thought to get involved or wouldn't have felt that they would have even had a snowball's chance in hell of ever getting elected, but now we had half the delegates. And so you saw people that you would never have seen at this convention for the first time.
Pinkham says Sanders would not want his delegates to take their ball and go home now that they've lost the nomination. She says she does not want to walk away from the full experience of this convention, and so she'll be there tonight. Some Sanders delegates want to let the Clinton delegates take all the seats tonight. They complained this morning that they were not very well treated by the Clinton delegates. That's the case with Tony Genovese, an alternate Sanders delegate from Plymouth.
Hey, we get it. We lost the election. But I think it would have been nice if they could have brought us a little more gently over to their side. Instead, there was a lot of, I think, hostility. They were trying to fill our delegate seats with Clinton people, and they kind of took the seats over in certain cases, and we couldn't get their folks out of the seats. It was very difficult.
Pinkham says he knows people who left their jobs to volunteer for Sanders, and he would have appreciated a little more deference from the Clinton delegates. So if the message of Clinton's team at this convention was that it needs the Sanders team, that message was lost on some of Sanders' supporters. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice at the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia.